USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As officials across the country pleaded with Americans to curb their enthusiasm for large 4th of July crowds, President Donald Trump brought the masses with a special evening of tribute and fireworks, and the president spoke of unity in the United States.
Not allow anyone to divide our citizens by race or background. We will not allow them to foment hate, discord, and distrust. We will hold fast and true to the sacred loyalties that link us all as neighbors, as Americans, and as patriots to build a future where every family is safe, where every child is surrounded by love, where every community has equal opportunity, and every citizen enjoys great and everlasting dignity.
Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A shooting at a nightclub early this morning left 2 people dead and 8 wounded in South Carolina. Greenville County Sheriff Hobart Lewis said at least 4 of those are in critical condition. No one was immediately taken into custody. The sheriff's office is looking for 2 suspects, but at this time has no names or descriptions. Lewis said a very large crowd was at the nightclub for some type of concert. One of the 2 women hit by a man who drove his car onto a closed Seattle freeway and into a crowd intentionally protesting police brutality has died. Summer Taylor of Seattle died at Harborview Medical Center. Taylor and Diaz Love of Portland, Oregon, were hit by the car that barreled through a panicked crowd of protesters on Interstate 5 early yesterday morning. Love is in serious condition in the intensive care unit. She was filming the protest when the video ended abruptly. A graphic video posted on social media shows a white Jaguar racing toward a group of protesters who were standing behind several parked cars set up for protection. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
During these times of social change, a new video is showing New York police officers what not to do when arresting suspects. And here's more with USA Radio's Wendy King.
In New York City, a brand new NYPD training video is now warning officers to not grab suspects in certain ways, including chokeholds. New York City Detective Leonard Caputo.
Do not use a chokehold, neck hold, or headlock on the subject of an arrest. Do not sit, kneel, or stand on the subject's back or chest. I am now going to show you actions that are prohibited when taking people into custody.
Many cities around the country are following suit after the suffocation death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis.
A 103-year-old man from Central Texas has qualified for the Guinness Book of World Records as the oldest tandem skydiver. Al Blatchke took the 14,000-foot plunge to celebrate his 2 grandsons graduating from college. Blatchke first jumped in 2017 to celebrate his 100th birthday, but the same year, Verdon Hayes, a D-Day veteran, set the record at the age of 101. The retired craftsman, who lives in Georgetown, survived the Spanish flu, the Depression, World War II, and now coronavirus, but he said he's not jumping out of planes just for the thrill. For his grandsons, it was their first jump, but they were glad to celebrate their graduations that way. Jason from Texas A&M and Kevin from the University of Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.